Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to bring in Corey O'Connor before we bore him.
He would eat my broccoli. What's going on, Corey?
What's going on? How are you guys? Yeah, leftovers are never a bad thing.
I like that.
Hey, so Corey, a lot of your folks over this gun issue have received a lot of death threats. How do you handle that?
I don't know who was receiving death threats, but, you know, everybody has a right to voice their opinion. We're going about it each and every day. We're talking about the issue at hand, not what people theorize about it. But, I mean, we've been at the office all day this week. We're not afraid to have conversations about this issue.
How do you handle, they call the mayor a coward and a liar. How do you handle the rhetoric, though, Corey? You've always been very good at this.
I mean, I just, you know, you were... You know, to some point, do people get a little overboard? You know, everybody does in the heat of a moment, but, you know, we respect everybody has an opinion. You know, in what we're seeing nationally, you know, now's not the time for name calling. Yeah. It's the time for getting serious and fixing the problem. And that's what we're hopefully going to do in a respectful manner. We're holding open public hearings. People can come down and voice their opinions. And that's what we're... intending to do it the right way.
Yeah, and if folks are just tuning in, what we're talking about tonight is City Council's plan or thought to ban assault-style weapons and certain accessories within the city limits, and also to establish maybe the process for courts to remove these weapons from people who probably shouldn't have them. And are you legally allowed to do that?
I mean, we believe that, you know, the Constitution of the state allows us to fight for our residents. I mean, that's what our job is. That's what we're here to do. And, you know, we believe these steps protect residents of the city of Pittsburgh. So we're going to go down that path. You know, there's new justices of the PA Supreme Court that haven't heard a case like this. If by all means somebody wants to go that route, we hope that cooler heads prevail. We, you know, get a win at city council. We get other cities and boroughs across the state to join us. And now we have really a grassroots movement to make these changes. I mean, some of these things are common sense laws that should have been changed 15 years ago.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Of a common sense law. I mean, yeah. I think, you know, Wendy just said it right there. I mean, why do you need a handgun and you turn it into a semi-automatic weapon with bump stocks?
Yeah, but you're not
like
allowed
that.
To do that, Corey. It's against the law for you to do that. You're a city council in Pittsburgh. It's against the law.
What do you mean it's against the law?
It's against the law for you to try to enforce that. Your own police officers say this to me every day.
Try to enforce it?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, again, that's what they believe, and that's why we want to have this fight.
Corey, you've read the law. I mean, it's not what they believe.
Yeah,
it's what the law says, buddy. Yeah.
But I've also read that, you know, it's my job to protect my residents as best I can.
Right.
So by introducing laws like this in Pittsburgh and taking the fight, if need be, to those levels, I believe that's worth the fight. You know, you can't tell me that we are not trying to protect people, and that's what our duty is. And by going down that road, if we have to go down that road, you know, we're willing to have that discussion.
You understand the pushback, right?
Oh, yeah, I clearly understand the pushback, yeah. But not only that, the ones I don't understand the pushback are they're actually not reading the ordinances that we are proposing. I mean, a lot of people are just saying, you can't take my gun away. Well, that's not a handgun. That's not a shotgun. You know, these are specific, detailed accessories and semi-automatic.
Yeah, and I agree with you. By the way, if you've known me for years, I don't think anybody should have assault-style weapons. I just think, here's my deal with it, and this is where I have an issue. So what happens here is you pass the ordinances, you ban assault-style weapons, everybody gets national attention, but they sue you the day you pass the ordinance. So then it goes through the court system, and then the taxpayers of the city of Pittsburgh have to bear the burden of having to pay several
legal
million
bills.
Dollars to defend it and appeals.
That's where you're off on that, because when you go to battle this, let's say, if we do, and again, that's still time down
the road.
But if you do, there are a number of firms that have already offered pro bono because people are sick of this. People want to see this stuff banned. They want to get these guns off the streets.
So hold on. So that's news.
Yeah, I think that's a big headline right there.
That's bearing the lead. So you're telling me on this show today that there are firms that'll eat the cost of all the defense of these lawsuits.
The mayor said it in a statement the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I missed that one.
Do you know the
firms?
I don't think I can say, and I don't think we're even at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, our job right now is to pass the ordinance. Whatever follows after that, you know, that's a different conversation. But the goal is not to spend, you know, millions of taxpayer dollars, but the goal is to fight for our taxpayers and to protect them. And like I said, there are people that are willingly step forward to say, you know, we'd be willing to help fight.
Well, as an aside, I have to tell you,
it a little bit different.
It does, sir.
Again, that's a separate conversation.
If it's true,
the one we're on right now. Yeah.
If the mayor's being honest and fair, and
right. All I know, Corey, is that I told Marty that he was going to have to come to the Central Catholic auction with us this year. Done.
He is an alum.
I know.
Three tables, you know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.